Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Come see the boutique on Central in downtown Laurel for the best deals in women's fine clothing. Let us complete your one-of-a-kind look at the boutique on Central at 531 Central Avenue in downtown Laurel.
I'm Steve Azar, and I'm on the other side of the microphone, meaning I'm asking the questions this time, and oh, have mercy for the airwaves. I spent 20 years in Music City, wrote and made some hits, traveled the world, and then moved my family back to the birthplace of American music and where the magnolia trees prosper. And now every time I put my feet on Mississippi soil, when I'm off the road, well, I'm at peace. On this show, it's all about hearing the story straight from the mouths of the friends I've made along the way, their journey to success. Heck, there might be someone on, I don't even know, but you know how us Mississippi types are. We tend to take well to new company. In a Mississippi Minute, all 60 of them. I'm Steve Azar.
It's just like that muddy river, moving slow. Ain't no worries, it's how life goes, baby. In a Mississippi Minute.
Hey folks, welcome to In a Mississippi Minute. I am Steve Azar, reminding us all, including me, there's certainly many wonderful, incredible things to do right here on this sacred ground we call Mississippi. Go to visitmississippi.org. You're going to find out everything you want to know right there. All right, today we are going to my mom's hometown of Clarksdale, Mississippi, where our cousin Abe's Barbecue Joint sits so deliciously on the famed Highway 4961 split. Today's guest is a native son of Clarksdale in our Mississippi. And let me tell you, he's already recognized as one of the great young blues musicians in the entire world, period. An American blues guitarist, recording artist, songwriter who became well known as a performer as a teenager. His debut album, which was much anticipated, About Time, was fittingly self-titled. It was released in 2019. We know where that year went, so hang in. In addition to his own album, musicians he's recorded with include Eric Gales, Buddy Guy, Keb Moe. He shared the stage with well-known blues artists and younger blues musicians as well, but also Tedeschi Trucks, Samantha Fish, Bob Rick Derringer, Guitar Shorty, the list goes on. And I'm excited about the future of music from our Delta and our Mississippi with talented artists like him. He'll be performing and celebrating the King of the Blues, B.B. King, on June 5th in Indianola, Mississippi. It's called a Friends of B.B. lineup with Derek and Susan Tedeschi, Bobby Rush, Vasti Jackson, so many special guests, and also the house band, give me a break, Tony Coleman, are you kidding me? It's going to go through the afternoon into the night, and it's just going to be incredible. So let's bring him on to the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio, one beautiful young soul and a prodigy on the guitar. I can tell you, the world knows him as Kingfish. What's going on, buddy?
What's going on, man? Thank you for having me here. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Oh, man, it's an honor. Well, when I was in Nashville before I moved home, the word had gotten there about you in Clarksdale and this kid coming up that was, you were being compared truthfully with Jimi Hendrix. And I said, oh, my God, that's fantastic, because we both know that it's, I think a lot of it has to do with the way you're raised, probably in church and your roots around you. So take me back to growing up in Clarksdale. I know you're still growing up. How old are you right now?
Oh, man, I just turned 22 back in January.
Yeah, you're so old. You're so old. You're over the hill. But listen, take me back to the roots of it all and when it sort of the bug bit you. And was it your mom? Was it your folks? Was it, you know, who at church?
Pretty much. Yeah, man, I tell you, pretty much my mom, on my mom's side of the family, she came from that gospel quartet background. So she sung in a quartet group. She led a quartet group, her and my aunties and cousins, and also my uncles on the same side, they had a quartet group. So she was taking me around them when I was like 3 to 4 or 5 years old. And that's how I got interested in the guitar, like by watching them and watching different other, quartet groups like the Camp Spirituals and Lee Williams and Spirits 2 Seas and a couple of local groups as well. So fast forward, how I started to get into the blues, you know, I live in Clarksville, born and raised. You know, my dad showed me a Muddy Waters documentary on PBS. And not only that, he took me to the Delta Blues Museum in Clarksville and just took me around the museum and everything. And the director of the program, Michelle Ritter, she told him about the program and pretty much got me in. I started on bass, and that was pretty much like my forte. I would play bass for different bands in the city, and then I moved to guitar and started trying to write, and we kind of got here. So pretty much that's pretty much like everything in a nutshell on the whole beginning.
I love that, to hear that they offer programs, and that's the impact. And your impact will be great for so many years to come. And I just love seeing programs like that make a big difference and matter. And you're a prime example of why we do them. First of all, your process of making records, you tell me you're a bass player first. You know, there were years back in the day, and I'd be camped out in the Memphis recording studio when I was your age, mm-hmm. or a little younger, and somewhere down the road would be Billy Gibbons, and he was alone. So he would be making his records, right? And you thought, so it was sort of a band thing, but he was playing a lot of everything. So with you and your process of making records, do you go in and you play the bass as well besides the guitar? I mean, what's going on with you?
When I'm doing the demos here at the house, and I wanna show the band how different songs that I just wrote or something like that work, what I do is I play bass and guitar on the here to like a little drum loop, and I'll pretty much send that over to them. Now, in the past, when I had recorded like a 2-song demo, when I was like, I want to say 15 or something like that, I did record bass and guitar on it at the same time and had Joe Eagle play the drums. That's pretty much the only time that I've ever played bass on a record of mine. But I've always I kind of want to do that in the future as well. Can I make a record with me, you know, pretty much on everything? Because I do have some history on drums as well.
See, there you go. That's what I'm talking about. I think that would be something that you should explore. You know, I had a dear friend who's resting in heaven right now that he was a great bass player, but he was a guitar player and a bass player. So he was, mm-hmm. I always sort of dug the 70s bass players because they played with a little bit more melody, a little melodic.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so he was that guy that I could call, and he would play the bass thinking of more along the lines of a guitar player. And I knew that I could get melody out of him, where with a lot of regular bass players, they just wouldn't go there, maybe because they didn't think I'd want it, or they wanted to keep things simple, or maybe they just wanted to get out of there. But the bottom line was, with my man AJ, who's in the quartet with the good Lord right now, I can promise you that, he would be that guy.
Man.
And it was insane. Even, hey, Kingfish, I would even tell him, I want you to sound like you're a trombone when you're playing the bass. And he could do it. I mean, so it was this, I don't know, man. He was, what a gift it was. And I was half crazy in the studio. But I would pull out things out of people, I think, that they were like, man. But, you know, technology speaking, you think about it. Your biggest asset now, and you're saying you're doing it already, is having this time at home in your own little studio world to put stuff down and send it in. Do you feel like that versus the studio, that you're able to sort of free yourself up and your mind up without any sort of stress of a time limit or anything?
Oh, yeah, most definitely, because, you know, even though it's cliche, you know, you can work at your own pace and you ain't got to, you don't really have to worry about, trying to be frustrated teaching someone the part who's not getting it or something like that. So yeah, I think it's a little bit better, but at the same time, you need that whole professional sound, and you need, I just record. I really don't, I don't know how to engineer or twist knobs or anything like that. So at the end of the day, you need that, you're going to need that big room professional sound. Like, and that's the reason why I only use this just for demos. But at the end of the day, I don't mind going into the studio too and doing what needs to be done, you know.
I got to ask you, I mean, was it that easy for you? Because I've seen you play, and, you know, we co-founded the Mighty Mississippi Music Fest. We had you there before. So when I watched you play for the first time, it just looked like You were born doing it. I mean, like, a lot of people, you can tell, you know, they're technical and all this, but it just looks like God said, here's the deal. You're my guy, and this is what I'm going to do. But did it just come that easy to you?
Man,
I want to know how hard you worked.
Here's the thing. I studied a lot of different players, like, around the time when I had got, like, deep into guitar, like, from the Otis Rushes and the Buddy Guys and either on further, you know, to the Sun Houses and Robert Nighthawk and Muddy Waters. So I listened a lot, and I kind of put my mind to it and just practiced a lot. If you want to be religious and say that God has something to do with it, I do kind of think, you know, some that as well, because every time I play, it's a spiritual connection, you know,
sure.
it's probably the same with you as well, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty much on both ends of that.
Yeah, I love it. I love hearing that. Well, the bottom line is, I know I'm not capable of doing anything without the help. So I'm going to give credit where credit's due. We're with Kingfish,
yes,
June 5th at Indianola. I played this festival years ago with a bunch of guys when I was making my record, Steve Azar and the Kingsmen, down at the liquor store. We actually set up and turned Club Ebony into a recording studio. But now BB's, his home there, the museum that is so fantastic, if you guys have never visited, this is a prime example of Visit Mississippi. June 5th will be a great day to check it out and to come experience incredible talent, especially from my guest today, Kingfish. You're in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio. I'm Steve Azar. Stand by.
What decisions are being made by state lawmakers, and how will they affect you, your family, and community? If you listen, you'll know. Super Talk Mississippi, the Super Talk app, and at supertalk.fm.
Hi, I'm Billy Kinder, host of Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. Hear the show Saturdays at 1, right here on Super Talk Mississippi. Turkeys, whitetail, Grenada Lake crappie, or Gulfport redfish. We enjoy it all, especially when you're in camp with us on Super Talk Mississippi.
This is House Call for Health. A study out this month by Tufts University finds most people are mostly eating poorly, except those eating at school. They looked at the diets of 40,000 adults and 21,000 children between 2003 and 2018. 65% of adult meals and 80% of kids' restaurant meals were of poor nutritional quality. Entertainment venues and food trucks a little less, with 44 and 52%. Schools, however, topped the chart, with only 24% of meals eaten by kids being of poor quality. The author of the study says schools are the healthiest place Americans are eating, that the findings are very timely because of widespread school closures due to coronavirus, which results in substantial nutritional harms for millions of kids who haven't been receiving meals at school, and that also disproportionately affects low-income Black and Latino children. The study was published in JAMA Network Open. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
In a world full of noise,
the latest news,
finding information that matters to you can be overwhelming. That's why Super Talk is here.
Here we go.
To filter through the noise, to cut through the clutter, to deliver real information, and discuss how it affects you. You'll know what's important and why it matters when you listen to Super Talk Mississippi.
This is House Call for Health. A Florida nurse is released from the hospital following a 111-day stay battling coronavirus. Kristen Kay had experienced multiple organ failures and had to be hooked up to a ventilator.
She's had, I think, 75 nurses, 15 different respiratory therapists, 20-plus different doctors, and a couple dozen different support staff and therapists, and they're all just amazing.
Her husband, Steven, says they've been through pretty much every emotion possible.
There were times where we didn't know if she was going to make it, and this place has, in a weird way, become home, and the staff here, and they She's a miracle, and they saved her life.
She's now in a long-term care facility for an undetermined amount of time to continue recovery, but there, she'll have more access to her family and friends. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
From the coast to the Delta and all points in between, the stories of your Mississippi, all 82 counties, are heard here. With Super Talk Mississippi News, what happens? Why does it happen? And how will it affect you, your family, and your bottom line? From the capital to your county, we bring you the most important stories from all across the state. Stay here and stay informed. Super Talk Mississippi News, online at supertalk.fm. In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
As we rock down a Mississippi highway, I'm in Clarksdale today in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio. Go to visitmississippi.org to find out a whole lot about B.B. King and the world that he lived in, and just the incredible gift that he left us all. And that museum on June 5th is going to be rocking. It's just a new addition. We're going to dig into that in a little bit. I'm going to look up all my notes. I've got it on the big screen right now, but my eyes are a little blurry. But I know what's not blurry. My time I'm spending with the great Kingfish, 22 years old. He is the future of our industry in Mississippi. He's taking it to the world. So when you do take it to the world, okay, back up for a second. Where does the name Kingfish come from first?
Oh, man. When I was a student at the Delta Blues Museum, both of my mentors, Daddy Rich, Richard Christman, and Bill Hallamad Perry, he would give all the kids like different nicknames in the class, and we were just thinking of the stage names, you know. So when it came to me, it came to be Kingfish. For him, it was a reference like to the old Amos and Andy sitcom, and I didn't really dig it until like everybody at school and people in town started calling me that rather than my real name. So I kind of kept the name, you know, after King being an ode to BB and the, you know, and the other two kings, and after Fish being some, you know, like some type of connection to the Mississippi River or something like that, or catfish or something like that, you know.
Yeah. Well, I love it. I think it's suitable, and if somebody was going to get this name bestowed upon him for, you know, we got a lot of time left with you, good Lord's willing. The bottom line is,
thank you.
It's perfect. You deserve it.
Thank
and
you,
we're so excited, man.
It.
You know, I was talking to Cedric Burnside. He's a pal. I've recorded with him lately. And
yeah.
And even Jerika Singleton. And we talk about you, man. Everybody's like going like, they love you. And they admire you.
Man, thank y'all, man. I appreciate it, man. I consider every bit of one of y'all, man, you know, big brothers in there. So I appreciate that for sure.
Well, love it. All right, so I was thinking about the world. When you crossed out of North America, just say even Canada, let's just take it. When you play around the world, what's it like?
Man, it's really dope. You know, coming, you know, like you know yourself, coming from like small town Mississippi, and then going into all these different areas, it's like going into like a whole different world, man. You get to meet new people, you get to see new things, and the energy of the crowds are just great because, you know, not to get on a on a negative sour note, but you know. It seems like people away from home tend to enjoy blues music rather than people we have at home. So that is always there too. It's always a beautiful thing, man, for real.
Well, what you're saying is true. So I don't know what it is. You know, the bottom line is here's how I sort of view it. People can see me at Kroger and they can say hello. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? They can see you in town and they know you and all this and they're supporting you. I really believe that. But when it comes to the blues in general or music in general down here, it's almost like, I don't know. It's like, oh, we can see him anytime. He's our buddy. You know what I'm saying?
And we got to
get our folks realizing that we want a crowd always because we want to be spoiled like that. But and we want them there because we want that to happen. But when you do go globally, I've seen it. They come in droves, especially with the blues. Let's talk about why do you think the world is so drawn in to what you do?
I think because for one, the blues is a universal thing, and blues is something, you know, is pretty much life, you know, and everyone can relate to that, you know, in some sort of way. And I think, you know, in the last couple of years, there's been like a resurgence in, like, you know, young black blues artists coming on the scene, and I think people are taking to that and noticing that and coming to seeing that, hey, you know, there are young kids that are in this too, you know. So I think that's what make people drawn to it, the whole youth and freshness of it, all while it, you know, being the blues, you know.
Right. Right. You know, you being home and staying home, I came back home after 20 years, but you doing it and staying home, if you're able to continue to have your career, which I know you can, and from here, that would be the most important thing for our North Mississippi, our state. Just being able to call you our own and never losing you is going to be of definite value. So if things, you start wanting to wander a little bit and go somewhere, call me first so I can straighten you out a little bit. You mind? We got to keep you on our fertile soil.
I feel you, bro. I feel you.
It's inspiring. You can always go. You can travel 250 days a year, but if you spend 100 at home, you know, it's going to be a good yeah. thing. All right. So tell me about recording the first time, say with Buddy or Kev Mo or Eric, when you've gotten to go in, how did it sort of work out?
Well, the first thing with Eric was, man, he called me one day while I was in school. He was like, "Hey, man, I want you to be a part of my record." I was like, "Man, appreciate it, bro." I was like, "Thank you." So I had to sneak to the bathroom and everything just to take his call. I was like, "Hey, man, I'm in school." He was like, "Hey, man, I want you to be part of my record." I was like, "Appreciate it." So he sent me the song and everything, and I got on and I did the solo with him. And the thing with Mr. Guy was, my godfather, who's actually going to be at the BB King thing as well, Tony T.C. Coleman,
right.
He called us one day and was like, "Hey, man, Buddy wants to help you, you know, put out a record." Because I didn't, you know, that's the main reason why I didn't have a CD when I was younger, because, you know, we just didn't have the funds for it. And so, you know, he put the funds up for it, got me with his producer, Tom Hainbridge. We pretty much wrote some songs together, and we pretty much did the song fresh out. And he got on it after I did, and it just gelled perfectly, man. And not only that, when we were recording the record, Kev Mo was actually, he came in as not only as a guest, but he came in as a session player. So he's like playing like rhythm guitar.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, he's playing rhythm guitar like on at least six or seven of those tracks off the first record.
So Tony is your godfather?
Yeah, yeah.
I did not know mm-hmm. that. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it. So break down how that's going to work on June 5th in Indianola. It'll be at the B.B. King Museum out there on the grounds. Is that right? Am I right? Are y'all going to be doing it?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, right down there. Well, people will find it. It'll be right there. But tell me how it's going to work out, because I see guests will play with the Tony Coleman band throughout the afternoon and night. So is Tony going to be sort of the house band?
Yeah. For sure. Him and the B.B. King band, along with a good friend of mine, a guy that used to be putting on your radar, like Dakiri Harrell out of Ruston, Louisiana. He's like B.B. King reincarnated. So
wow.
Yeah, it's gonna be some fun. Yeah, man. Castro Coleman, Mr. Sip. I think Lil Ray Neal is gonna be there.
Lil Ray.
It's gonna be a fun time. Yeah,
Lil Ray was who played on my record with the Kings, man.
Yeah, man, yeah. I saw that, man. Yeah,
we loved it, man. He's such a good guy, man. What a talent! I've had so much. I even took him. I took him around parts of America for a little while, and we had the best time. I love him like a brother. We're in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio. We're with my man Kingfish. Go to visitmississippi.org to find out everything cool you can do. And we're talking Clarksdale, Mississippi. Go check out the Delta Blues Museum there. And check out my cousin Abe's barbecue, because it's good. All right, Kingfish, usually, and you're the only one I'm going to allow this, I think, in 4 years, because I need to do this. I usually have you play DJ and pick a song from a couple of Mississippi renowned artists, but instead, heck with that. We're going to play Kingfish into the break. We'll be right back. I'm Steve Azar.
Okay.
All right. Hey folks, it's Steve Azar. My friends at Guaranty Bank are excited to introduce contactless debit cards. These contactless debit cards can make checking out quick and easy. The tap-and-go process is quicker than inserting a chip card and way faster than using cash. How do you get your new contactless card? Well, it'll automatically be mailed to you when your debit card expires, or you can contact your local branch. Go to gbtonline.com to find out more. Guaranty Bank, member FDIC.
From the coast to the Delta and all points in between, the stories of your Mississippi, all 82 counties, are heard here with Super Talk Mississippi News. What happens? Why does it happen? And how will it affect you, your family, and your bottom line? From the capital to your county, we bring you the most important stories from all across the state. Stay here and stay informed. Super Talk Mississippi News, online at supertalk.fm.
Who doesn't love a good laugh and free car advice?
Well, it depends on the advice.
Tune into Under the Hood and you can have both.
I'm Russ, along with Shannon and Chris, your hosts for two of the best hours you'll spend this week.
We've been the Motor Medics since 1990, and we'll tackle any question you can throw at us.
You don't have to be a car person to love Under the Hood. We've got something for everyone right here every week.
Under the Hood, Saturdays from 3 to 5 p.m., right here on Super Talk Mississippi, the Super Talk app, and at supertalk.fm.
Fox on Tech.
Apple wants to clarify just how the newly announced AirTag is supposed to be used. The AirTags are similar to Tile, a small device you can put on your keychain or in your wallet so you can quickly find them if they go missing with the help of an app. AirTag can also be added to your remote, your luggage, or your wallet, but not your child or pet. In an interview with Fast Company, an Apple representative said the AirTag is designed to track items, not people or pets, suggesting an Apple Watch with family setup is best for your children. For pets, there are a variety of devices that can attach to collars that can track your four-legged family members via GPS and cellular networks. AirTags make use of Apple's Find My network, which uses almost a billion Apple devices for location tracking. And should someone attempt to track you with an AirTag, you'll get an alert that an AirTag was, quote, found moving with you, and you'll be able to disable it. AirTags sell for $30 for one, $100 for four. With Fox on Tech, Brett Larson, Fox News.
Feeling down? Here's your prescription for a daily dose of good news and positive vibes. Good Things with Rebecca Turner. Every afternoon, Rebecca highlights all the good things happening right here in the state you call home. Daily exposure to Good Things with Rebecca Turner may cause smiling, feelings of positivity, happiness, and even laughter. When you experience these symptoms, tell your friends to listen.
Okay.
Weekdays starting at 2 p.m. here on Super Talk Mississippi and now on Amazon Alexa devices.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. Did you ever check your credit card statement and detect some bogus charges? If you see expenses you either don't recognize or you know are fraudulent, you have the right to dispute those purchases. But there are some things you need to know regarding the process, like that you generally have 60 days to dispute a charge, and you can't dispute it while it's pending. You have to wait until it fully goes through. The good news is that you're not required to pay the charge while your credit card company is investigating it. Disputing an erroneous charge with your credit card company is not your only option. You can also contact the merchant behind the charge and see if you can resolve things directly. Purchases are sometimes double billed by mistake, but if you call the merchant, there's a chance the second charge can be taken off right away. And also, if you see a fraudulent charge, you can reach out to the merchant and ask for it to be reversed. To avoid credit card fraud, you may also want to have the merchant flag your account. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
I'm Kelly Bennett, and you're listening to Super Talk Mississippi News. Over 890,000 Mississippians are fully vaccinated, Yesterday, the Department of Health provided an update on the number of breakthrough cases.
So far, 254 such cases have been reported, totaling just under 0.03% of Mississippians that have received both doses of either the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine or the one-shot Johnson & Johnson vaccine. The announcement did, however, include 10 breakthrough cases of the South African variant in long-term care facilities. Three cases of the Indian variant were also confirmed in Mississippi.
Over 95% of the residents in Mississippi's veterans' homes are vaccinated.
They knew that this was a life and death issue for them because their health is compromised, or they wouldn't be in a veteran's home.
Stacy Pickering with Mississippi Veterans Affairs says close to 70% of the staff are also vaccinated. They've had zero cases since that very first shot. I'm Kelly Bennett.
Confidence, peace of mind, a way forward. During tough times, these are the things we all want. And with the personalized help of a Trustmark relationship manager, it's something we can find together. That's why Trustmark is standing by business owners. No matter what challenges you may be facing, we are here with a suite of financial services to help you find a path forward. Learn more at trustmark.com/business.
This is Jake Mangum. Some call me the mayor. No player wins any game by themselves. It takes a team. So if you want excellent customer service and competitive insurance rates, you need to go with the home team, Mississippi Farm Bureau, just like I did. Visit favrates.com for great rates on home and auto insurance. Or find a local agent at msfbins.com. Farm Bureau Insurance. Go with the home team.
Super Talk. Nobody keeps Mississippi informed like we do. With 12 stations covering all 82 counties. If it happens in your state, we're on top of it. The news, the weather, the sports, and the talk that's important to you.
The issues that matter to you, your family, and your bank account.
It's all right here. And when you're away from home, depend on the SuperTalk app and supertalk.fm to stay in the know. We're proud to serve our fellow Mississippians. SuperTalk Mississippi.
In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
I love hearing stories of our future legends, especially when they're alive and they're 22. Kingfish is my guest today. I've been looking forward to this. I want to thank Melissa Townsend and Robert Terrell at the B.B. King Blues Museum. Mm-hmm. Melissa's my dear friend, their family. The Townsend's own Guarantee Bank, and that's one of my big sponsors, and I want to reach out to them and say I love you guys. Thank you so much. Melissa's a big supporter of the museum, and she was saying, you got to interview Kingfish. I said, I will make it happen if he is available. I love the fact that you talked to me about, well, you just told me a little while ago in the last segment, you were in what class were you in when you get the call to play on a record? I just love that, to play on Eric Gale's record. Were you in class? Or were you eating lunch?
Yeah, man. I was like, it was first period. It was in the morning. Wow. So I was like, so he had take me at first, and I was like, hey man, I got a free period, third period. I'm just slip off that car. So I slipped out to the bathroom, right, and called him, and he was like, yeah, man, I want. I was like, so yeah. So pretty much that's how that came in. It's a song called Carry Yourself. Off the album, I think off his Middle of the Road album, if I'm not mistaken.
All right, so let's jump to 2019. You make your first record. Obviously, you're ready to go tour everywhere, right? You got tour set up, and we have COVID. So, I mean, you know, where were you mentally when that happened, and when you started losing all these dates? And you know, how have you have you been productive writing new songs? How have you spent this last year and some odd months?
Well, for me, it was a different type of thing because those dates that we had was going to be like a whole, you know, that was going to be like some release for me because months prior, I kind of lost my, I lost my mom.
I know, buddy, so, and I'm so sorry. I want you to know that. I'm so sorry.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And so for me, it kind of hit kind of different. And so for a couple of days or so in the month, I'd get kind of depressed, but then When we started doing the Zoom writing sessions, like each Thursday and each week, we pretty much me, Tom Hambridge, and Richard Fleming, we pretty much got like up to 20-some songs written all up to September. So with that, I was still putting out music and everything. It's just not being, you know, not being able to play. That was kind of like the big thing. So I kind of utilized my time writing the songs and playing on other people's records and just doing like a bunch of live streaming different things. So that's pretty much how I kind of like utilized my time. And I also released like one single too.
What was the name of that?
It was a song called Rock and Roll. It was a tribute to my mom. It was a song that was originally written by Ashley Ray and Sean McDonald, and they kind of came to us with it, and we kind of like remixed it a little bit and changed some of the words around, and it came to be a beautiful thing for sure.
I know how close you and your mom were. I know that if we or anybody wanted to find you, you had to go through your mother. And that's the truth, right?
Yeah.
That's the fact. She was looking after you. And obviously she's in a better place than we are right now. But let me ask you, who's taken the place? And they can't take the place of your mom, but who has, as far as the business side?
Before she had got like really sick, here's the thing, she had five different conditions. And she would tell me and my brother that as she got older, that her body wasn't going to be able to take all that. So what happened is we got in contact with a guy by the name of Rick Whitney. He's originally from Memphis. And what happened was we was doing shows with his cousin, promoting. His cousin was, him and his cousin were both promoting blues shows out of Memphis, and he'd be the brain behind it, but his cousin, you know, would kind of be like the host. So we got in contact with him and everything, and I want to say for like past 6-7 years, maybe he was kind of like mom's like right hand man in heaven, and she asked him to take over and asked him to kind of like be my daughter, and something happened, him and my dad as well. So it kind of they say, man, God work in mysterious ways. You know, I feel like it was kind of like a setup, because I feel like she knew that something was going to happen. So, and I feel like it was the perfect setup for sure.
Wow, man, what a great lady. I mean, I heard so many great things about her, and I actually talked to her a couple times, and I'm grateful that I was able to do that and told her how much we were proud of you and what they were doing and what you guys were doing. Okay, so let's dig a little bit into touring for the year. Now that we've got a lot of this past us, are you going to be making up a lot of dates? Now you're probably going to have to go, I can't do that, I can't do that, I can't do that, because if everybody's coming to remake up dates and then they want you for new dates, especially with a new album, right? I mean, you're going to be in crazy demand globally. Tell me about your year that's in front of you.
Oh, man, we pretty much started back hitting the road. I want to say like around June. It's crazy, man. We're hitting up the West Coast again. We're hitting up the East Coast, out in Midwest, and some areas that we ain't been in yet, like Minneapolis, and all around the South for sure, man. And even our overseas stuff, which is probably won't be like until like early next year. But yeah, man, it's just the ball's pretty much back to rolling, and we're currently like adding dates like each day, every day from what my manager Rick told me. So man, it's really getting back on there for sure.
I love it. We're talking to Kingfish. What would you have done? Was there any secondary plan? I mean, you're not far enough removed for you to admit to it. With me, I'm going like, well, I was a really dumb pre-med major. I wasn't necessarily as bad pre-med major at Delta State, but I was doing my music thing and my band was rolling, and that's all I ever wanted to do. And I made one decision a long time ago, but back when I grew up, I was trying to get it done at 15, but I wasn't ready yet. You were ready. So what would it have been, do you think? Were there any other interests in a career?
As a child, when I had put music on hold for like a little bit before I went to the Blues Museum, I'll be honest, I got like heavy into wrestling, and I'm still into wrestling. I wanted to become a wrestler, man. So that was the only second interest that I could pretty much tell you about. Like, I never was like too big into like sport, well, other sports like football and everything like that, which some people find surprising because they look at my size and everything. But yeah, that was the only thing that I had planned to do, either that or if that didn't work, I'd probably just, you know, be in Clarksville working a factory job or something like that.
Yeah, well, let me tell you what. First of all, I'm not wrestling you, FYI. And second of all, I'm old enough to be your dad, and so I've got kids your age. So the second of all, I know better because I don't want to fall. I went, but I'm going to tell you something. You know, you crack me up. You know, we have a foundation charity event that we give to the Arts for Kids every year called the Delta Soul. We've had 30 Grammys on stage at one time. Branford Marsalis, some of the Blowfish guys, Hootie and all those guys, and then Des Dickerson from Prince and the Revolution. They all come here. And they're coming here in June, but one of the guys we have every year was Glacier. He was a world champion, the WWF. And he's the nicest guy in the world.
And WCW. Yeah, okay.
Ray Lloyd. He's the
That's
Glacier.
Crazy.
And Steve Day. We've had a group of them that come in. And, you know, I'm tempted sometimes while they're not looking to climb on top of the ropes and just come down on them. But you do know, the more you become a celebrity, that could happen. You could end up in the ring. You know that, don't you?
Hey, I wouldn't mind. it'd be hell of an experience.
Should we start designing the Kingfish costume?
Go ahead. Put some stars on the tights and everything, man.
I love it. That's fantastic. We're talking to Kingfish here, the Keep Mississippi Beautiful Studio. I'm Steve Azar. Visit Mississippi.org celebrates folks like my man on the line today. June 5th, B.B. King's homecoming. It's going to be incredible. If you have not seen the B.B. King Museum, folks, you're going to see it's incredible what they've added to. And I think they're going to have three of B.B.'s cars there. You're talking about the king of the blues and some of the greatest blues musicians in the world today, including my guest, Kingfish. He's going to be with Susan and Derek, the Tedeschi Trucks. Bobby Rush is going to be there, the legend. Vastai Jackson, I've played a few shows with him. I love him. Tony Coleman is going to be doing it all day with all these guys, which is Kingfish's godfather. I'm glad I know that now. It's going to be so much talent on stage, and you guys have got to check it out. June 5th, spend your entire day in Indianola. I got an album named Indianola. That's how much I love that place.
Yeah.
I'll be right back.
Straight in the hand, 'cause that's my woman, I do all that I can. A friend say I'm a fool to let that woman use me. But I'm so in love, can't buy new pair of shoes. I ain't going for that. She give me the blues.
Hey folks, it's Steve Azar. My friends at Guaranty Bank are excited to introduce contactless debit cards. These contactless debit cards can make checking out quick and easy. The tap and go process is quicker than inserting a chip card and way faster than using cash. How do you get your new contactless card? Well, it'll automatically be mailed to you when your debit card expires, or you can contact your local branch. Go to gbtonline.com to find out more. Guaranty Bank, member FDIC.
News happens fast.
There's a lot to take in
and a lot to hear
from all across the Magnolia State.
And the foremost spot for Mississippi news is Supertalk.fm.
Your Mississippi news
on air and online.
Supertalk.fm.
Hi, I'm Billy Kinder, host of Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. Hear the show Saturdays at 1, right here on Super Talk Mississippi. Turkeys, whitetail, Grenada Lake crappie, or Gulfport redfish. We enjoy it all, especially when you're in camp with us on Super Talk Mississippi.
Good Things with Rebecca Turner, weekdays starting at 2 p.m. here on Super Talk Mississippi, and now on Amazon Alexa devices.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A customer's generosity at a restaurant in Tennessee makes today's Dean's List. Berg Steakhouse in Gatlinburg was having a busy weekend. Head server Ashley Rackstraw says the restaurant is always busy with no downtime for staff. However, one customer stood out from all of the rest. The man and his daughter came into the restaurant for lunch and then came back for dinner several hours later. The customer left a $1,000 tip. But that wasn't all. The man who wanted to stay anonymous also reportedly paid for two other tables' tabs. It was later found out that the customer is terminally ill and wants to spend his money on others before he dies. Everyone was touched by his kindness, and several of the waitstaff say they are grateful. To the man and his family, thank you for spreading kindness like sunshine, and hopefully others will pass it on. Janice Dean, Fox News.
If a muckety muck wants you to hear what they gotta say, they come here first and sit down with Gallo and JT. This is Ground Zero for all Mississippi muckety mucks. Super Talk Mississippi. Watch your favorite Super Talk shows in HD. Just go to supertalktv.com. Ever wonder what goes on in the studio during the shows? Now you can watch what happens in HD. Super Talk TV, streaming now.
Small business under siege.
As the U.S. economy comes back to life, finding workers to come back with it is a big challenge, especially in the restaurant industry. Jason Fernandez owns an Italian bistro near Tampa, Florida. He has 9 positions that he needs to be filled.
It is one of the biggest challenges that we face right now in operations. We run ads, we do referral fees, very difficult to compete with the free money.
Bartender Bob Burton moved to Tampa from Nashville 6 months ago looking for work. It didn't take him long.
I got a job the second day I was here.
Second day.
Yeah. Came in, dropped off my resume with Vance. He gave me a call back. I came in. He hired me on the spot.
Both Jason and Bob say generous government benefits means workers earn more money staying at home. But for those who do punch the clock, the tips are good and the hours are long because they're not getting a lot of help. In Tampa, Florida, Ashley Webster, Fox News.
AARP is working to protect Americans 50 plus by making sure you have the latest information about the COVID-19 vaccines and the distribution plans in Mississippi. Just visit aarp.org/MSVaccine to learn who's eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine in Mississippi, when, where, and how to get it, and what you might want to discuss with your doctor. That's aarp.org/MSVaccine, paid for by AARP.
Hey, it's Richard Cross from Sports Talk Mississippi. Join us every day for the College Football Fix driven by Ford. Ford builds the SUVs and trucks of the future for everyone, like Explorer and Expedition. These SUVs are built to command the road. And the 2021 Ford F-150, smart, tough, and built to get the job done. Because the vehicles of the future aren't built for a few, they are built for America. Drive one at your local Mississippi Ford dealer today, and don't miss the College Football Fix driven by Ford.
In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Here we go. There's not much time in a Mississippi Minute with two Mississippi boys that beat on guitars. I got Kingfish on the line. We got a handful of minutes left in a Mississippi Minute. You guys don't do the math because it never works out. Second of all, visit Mississippi.org. Check it out. So many wonderful things to do. Let's keep it North Mississippi. Let's talk B.B. King Blues Museum. Let's talk the Grammy Museum in Cleveland. Let's talk the Delta Blues Museum, where our guest today learned so much. He is in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio. June 5th, Tedeschi Trucks, Derek. Tedeschi Trucks, Susan and Derek are going to be here down on Delta soil. The last time I saw them, they were at Dockery playing. It was insane. Bobby Rush, who I just have respected this man since I was a little boy. Vasti Jackson, just incredible live act. He's just so dang good. Tony Coleman, enough said. And he is the godfather of my guest Kingfish today in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio. So, Kingfish, have you played a Club Ebony yet?
Yeah. The last couple of years, I came down for the B.B. King symposium. Matter of fact, that was the same night I played and watched you and Lil Ray. Y'all did some of the songs that y'all recorded on stage that night. I played there then, and I want to say 2 years ago, the last time that they had the homecoming, I played at Club Ebony with Lil Ray as well.
I love it. Lil Ray, listen, you'll love this. When we were making the record, you know, there's no effects, right? He just plugs in.
Right.
And so he looked at me, and I had all my pedals over there, and he goes, "Hey, I think I want to try on this song some distortion." And I looked at him like, "Were you you messing with me? Like he had never seen it. So I said, all right. So my guitar tech brought him one of my pedals, and he plugged it in. And all of a sudden, listen, you kill this solo. We were backed up against the wall, like, you know, like
right.
it was insane. And then when the solo was done, there was no need to make edits or changes. We looked at him, he looked at me, and he goes, I think I've had enough of this distortion. You can remove it now. like, hey, Kingfish, it was like the devil had showed up in his fingertips, and he says, I tasted a little bit of this temptation, but now get it out of my hands. So with your setup and when you're sort of experimenting and stuff, tell me about the amps you use, and, you know, what's going on the floor around you. You know, give me your setup and your sound. What makes your sound?
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, for amps, I pretty much, pretty much try to keep everything all Mississippi. I use PV, anything vintage PV, but what I take on the road, pretty much a PV Classic or PV Delta Blues. The PV Delta Blues is actually my favorite. I used the one with the 210.
The Delta Blues, and, right? That's what I use.
Yeah.
That's what I've got.
Yeah, man. I love that amp. It sounds amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes I may use a Fender Twin as well. As far as pedals, when I first started, I'm going to tell you, it's funny. When I first started, I was big into, like, Ernie Isley and stuff like that. So I had everything, man, from, like, Chorus and Phasers and Flanders and everything. But then when I started to, like, do my own, like, original music and see that my music isn't really need for all of that, I pretty much, man, the only thing I use now is a wah-wah and and pretty much like an overdrive. And that's pretty much all I have down there.
You know, I used to have it. I used to call it the Bridge of Wah. And when we played in arenas, I would have about 6 different wah-wahs set up in line toward my guitar player. And I called it, but listen, they're all broke. I don't know what it is about how hard I stomp on them, but I've been using a wah-wah. But I actually use it with acoustic guitar as well. And I've made records with that. Yeah, oh, it sounds incredible. You got to try it. You'll love it. It's a cool sound.
Okay.
But with me, I don't know how violent I am. My feet, and maybe it's just too heavy, and maybe I can't dance. But the bottom line is, man, I have put some in. They call them the wah-wah. My guitar tech calls it the wah-wah cemetery. He's got them all, and he's got a wall of them at his house. And it's probably like 20, 25 of them that I've gone through. And I just got a new one because I like the crybaby. I just like the old school. Yeah. And I just broke it. And I'm going like, man, I don't know what's going on. I keep thinking I'm getting lemons.
hey, have you ever tried the Crybaby Mini?
No, I have not.
Man, it's like a wah-wah, but in like regular pedal form.
Ooh.
And you had to open it up to different settings to get like the right settings out of it. I put it in the middle setting because it's the closest sound to a regular wah. Now for me, it's easier to use. You might want to look at it. It's very light to travel and
I'm gonna do it.
And they also made like one that's like in between size. They called it the Crybaby Junior. So it's like in between the mini and the regular size.
Wow, I'm all mine are big besides of my foot, which is a 12. So there you go.
Ah, okay.
hey. Well, listen, we're running out of time. It's been just a joy to get to know you better in a Mississippi Minute. My pal Kingfish, he's a brother now. Second of all, he's going to be at the unveiling. First of all, the Memorial Garden around BB's grave. It's going to be a special day, June 5th. That'll start probably around noon, the ceremony. So you guys need to be there. You guys make a trip to Indianola, Mississippi. You won't regret it. And the shows start about 3 p.m. going into the night. And at 9:30, my buddy Phil Mansour is going to do fireworks. He's the king of it. And so there's going to be plenty of fireworks musically going on stage with my guest today in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio. Visit Mississippi.org is your next destination. His name's Kingfish. I'm Steve Azar. Check it out, June 5th, Indianola, Mississippi. We'll see you later. Kingfish, you're the best, pal.
Yes, you, man. Appreciate you.
I'm Steve Azar. In a Mississippi Minute, all 60 of them, where you can take your sweet time.
News happens fast.
There's a lot to take in.
And a lot to hear.
From all across the Magnolia State.
And the foremost spot for Mississippi news
is Supertalk.fm.
Your Mississippi news.
On air and online.
Supertalk.fm.
A Supertalk Mississippi Media Production.